Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. We always have fun here at Studio Classroom. Now, do you enjoy surfing? Do you enjoy going to the beaches and surfing on the waves? Sounds like fun, right? Well, could you imagine surfing on sidewalks? Seriously, does that sound impossible? Well, you just need to think again, because in today's lesson, we're going to learn about surfing on sidewalks. Today's lesson is called Skateboarding, Rebels with a Cause. And the question I have for you is, what are skateboarders? What are skateboarders? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and get ready to have some fun as we learn about skateboarding. Come on!
Skateboarding, rebels with a cause. Skateboarders are innovators at heart. You can tell by the list of over 300 tricks that individuals have invented and developed over the years. Inspired by pool riding, skaters asked cities to add pool-type bowls to public skate parks. This gave rise to vert, aka vertical skateboarding, in which skaters pop up from the sides of bowls and half pipes. Vertical skateboarding was perfect for performing tricks in the air. It's also a feature of the X Games, which is currently watched by 15 million people worldwide.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 inspire 这个动词。S-P-I-R 这个字根有呼吸的意思，所以 inspire 是指启发或作为灵感的来源。例如 ,The artist's bold and innovative designs inspired many imitations. 这位艺术家大胆创新的设计启发了许多效仿者。或者是 The novel was inspired by a French folktale. 这本小说的灵感来自于一个法国的民间故事。Inspire 也指激励或鼓舞，例如 The story of Madame Curie inspired Jennifer to become a scientist. 居里夫人的故事激发了 Jennifer 想要成为一个科学家的决心。接下来我们看 vertical 这个形容词 ,vert 这个字根有转的意思，所以 vertical 是指垂直的或直立式的。例如 helicopters can do vertical takeoffs and landings, so they don't need a runway.直升机可以做垂直的起飞及降落，所以他们不需要跑道。或者是 The vertical lines on this outfit make the model look slim and tall. 这位模特儿衣服上垂直的线条让他看起来更修长。它的反义字是 horizontal, H-O-R-I-Z-O-N-T-A-L. 例如 rotate the handle from a vertical to a horizontal direction.把这个把手从垂直方向转到水平的方向。
Okay, it's time for us to continue talking about skateboarding. And I think it's really interesting, Gabe, because this is your lesson that you wrote, right? And I really like how you started out this part of the lesson. Skateboarders are innovators at heart. Now, why did you choose the word innovator?
Well, I continue talking about, you know, the kind of tricks that skaters have invented over the years. But the idea is that they're creating new things and basically new ways of expressing themselves. And so every time you see a skateboarder, everybody's got their different personalities, and their personalities come out when they're on their skateboard. Some like to do lots of tricks. Some just like to cruise down the street. But a lot of them really do like to try to create new things or ways of working with a skateboard.
That's really cool. That's actually the answer to the question I asked earlier.
What
are skateboarders?
Well, I know the answer to this because I wrote it.
Okay, tell us the answer.
Yeah, they're innovators at heart.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know about that phrase, at heart?
I was just getting to that. Let's talk about the phrase at heart. If you're something at heart, this just means, or this just explains how someone is really like, like deep down.
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, for another example, you could say, oh, Tom is a great engineer, but actually he's a teacher at heart. He does engineering, but he likes teaching engineering to other people. He's a teacher at heart. He's a really good teacher. But about skateboarding, they're innovators at heart. This is in contrast to what we learned about them yesterday, that maybe they're a little bit rebellious or rebels in some ways. Actually, they might be. Some skateboarders might be, but a lot of them have this innovative spirit. So that's the positive side.
So skateboarders are innovators at heart. And I like how you continue. You can tell by the list of over 300 tricks that individuals have invented and developed over the years. Incredible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, this is inspired by pool riding. Skaters have asked cities to add pool-type bowls to public skate parks. And this gave rise to vert, a.k.a. vertical skateboarding. Now, you've seen the phrase up here on the screen for a while, to give rise to something. This just means that something causes something else.
That's right. So, for example, we could say that surfing gave rise to skateboarding. Mm. Maybe you're into snowboarding, friends. Have you snowboarded before? Skateboarding actually gave rise to snowboarding. But for another example, you could talk about someone, some people were having a simple conversation or a discussion, but it got heated really quickly. The discussion gave rise to a heated argument.
Ooh, those aren't always fun. Those heated arguments, no. Well, back to skateboarding. We're talking about vert, a.k.a., also known as vertical skateboarding. And what is that? Well, in which skaters pop up from the sides of bowls and half pipes. Vertical skateboarding was perfect for performing tricks in the air.
All right. Now, what you see in this video is not vertical skateboarding, actually. This is just street skateboarding or skateboarding and doing tricks. There are different hurdles and different things that people like to do, and it's pretty cool to watch, right? But vertical skateboarding, you will see people do that on half pipes, and it's a big part of the X Games. That's what we read about here. Vertical skateboarding was perfect for performing tricks in the air. It's also a feature of the X Games. Now, what is X Games kind of short for?
I'm glad you asked, Gabe. Well, X Games is short for extreme sports. Now, what's an extreme sport? That's just a sport that is very dangerous and exciting.
All right. And so the X Games is extreme games, but yes, it features a lot of extreme sports. And so skateboarding could be considered an extreme sport, especially when there's a lot of danger involved. I think of you know, like bungee jumping as an extreme sport. There's a little bit of danger involved there, or at least a risk, right?
Absolutely. Bungee jumping or skydiving. Mm-hmm. Those are definitely some extreme sports. Well, continuing on, it's also a feature of the X Games, which is currently watched by 15 million people worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, Gabe, but I think that's a lot of people.
I think it is, and I think these skaters are getting a lot of air. Friends, let's take a look at that phrase in
the info cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, we are going to talk about how context can really change the meaning of the same expression.
We learn a lot about context here on InfoCloud, and by that we mean that you have to consider the circumstances to understand the meaning.
That's right. And to start, we are going to get some air. Now, without the context, saying, let's get some air, won't tell us what you mean.
Well, if we were both skateboarders, I would take that as an invitation to go to a skate park.
There are a lot of sports that can involve jumping either because of ramps you jump off of, or you can jump in the air during the sport.
And then the act of jumping is called getting air. And if you go really high, you can get big air.
And you'll hear people refer to it as, I got some air on that last jump. But they can also say, catch some air. So, I caught some air on that last jump means the same thing.
But now we are going to change our context, but still use get some air. Now, let's say I've been working inside all day, and I want to go get some air.
I would know that Carolyn means to go outside, maybe to take a break, walk around a bit, and refresh herself.
That's right. Although, in some cases, if we say we need to get some air, we could mean we have to leave to get some peace and quiet. So, in this case, it really means that you need a break, not just that you want to go outside.
Get some air, 在字面上的意思是得到一些空气。 但是当有人说, I need to get some air的时候, 我们必须知道交谈的内容或是所处的环境才能知道真正的含义。在运动的领域里面, getting air是指跳跃的动作, 在空中停留很久。例如, he gets big air when he goes for the dunk. 他灌篮时跳得很高。但是如果是在办公室有人说, I need to get some air, 就代表他工作太久了,需要休息一下。 呼吸新鲜空气。这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. I decided that I'm going to try an extreme sport. That is skateboarding and do tricks. Okay, let's see how it's done. Are you ready? Put our skateboard down. 1, 2, 3. Wow. This skateboard has problems. I don't think I'm going to be doing any extreme sports with this skateboard. Maybe I'll just stick to teaching English right now. Well, anyway, friends, what's going to happen in 2020? Let's find out now.
Skateboarding, rebels with a cause. In 2020, skateboarding will be included in the Summer Olympics for the first time. Skaters have mixed feelings about this, arguing, among other things, that what makes skateboarding cool is that it's not mainstream. Tony Hawk is arguably the most famous name in skateboarding today. The Summer Games desperately need that cool factor, he said. I think the Olympics needs skateboarding much more than skateboarding needs the Olympics. In 2020, everyone will find out. For today's skateboarders, it seems the sky's the limit.
Okay, 继续我们看 arguably这个副词 arguably是指可论证的、合理的、大概或者是可能。 例如 Michael Jackson is arguably one of the greatest singers in the history of pop music. Michael Jackson 可说是流行音乐史上最棒的歌手之一，或者是 his time studying abroad alone is arguably the toughest time in Alex's life. 在国外独立一个人求学大概是 Alex 人生最艰辛的一段时间。他的形容词是 arguable, A-R-G-U-A-B-L-E， 意思是不确定的，或者是有商榷余地的。 例如, the effects of a ketogenic diet on people's health are still arguable. 生酮饮食对于人体的影响还有待商榷之处。最后我们看的是 desperately这个副词。desperately 是指极其或者是非常。 Liu, the boss is desperately disappointed with our team because we lost another bid. 因为我们又输掉另外一个标案，所以老板对我们的团队极其的失望。 或者是 the couple has been married for 9 years and they desperately want a baby. 这对夫妻已经结婚9年了，非常想要一个孩子。 Desperately 也指拼命地或者是孤注一掷地。例如 the doctors fought desperately to save the patient's life. 医生们拼了命要救这个病人的生命。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So now it's time for us to find out what happens or what will happen in 2020. In 2020, skateboarding will be included in the Summer Olympics for the very first time. That's exciting.
Well, yeah.
Right?
It is exciting. It's exciting to me as a non-skateboarder that skateboarding will be included in the Olympics. But I'm not a skateboarder, and so I don't know really how skateboarders feel about this.
Well, skaters actually have mixed feelings, our lesson says. Before we continue, let's talk about that phrase, mixed feelings. If you have mixed feelings about something, that means that you feel happy and unhappy about it all at the same time.
Yeah, it reminds me of our coworker who's leaving.
Who's that?
Well, I have mixed feelings about it because... Oh. Because, you know, I told her I'm happy for her, you know, that she can go on and do something that she really wants to do. But, of course, I'm sad because she's a great person and it's nice to have her around. And so I have mixed feelings.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that, too. But what can I say?
You can just say, I have mixed feelings.
That's right. Well, in our lesson, skaters also have mixed feelings about whether or not skateboarding, you know, should be a part of the Summer Olympics, but it's going to be in 2020.
Yeah.
So skaters have mixed feelings about this, arguing, among other things, that what makes skateboarding cool is that it's not mainstream. All right, so let's talk about the phrase among other things. You can use this phrase when you share a list of things or you share about something, and then the first things mentioned are just one or two of the other things that you want to talk about.
That's right. So, for example, I love to use restaurants as an example, like maybe even like a good steakhouse. Oh, my goodness. That place is so good. I mean, they have great service, and they have wonderful steak, among other things. I mean, there's so many things I could talk about that steakhouse. I don't have time. So, you know, among other things, the steak is amazing.
Exactly. Well, our lesson says, Tony Hawk is arguably the most famous name in skateboarding today. Interesting. I'm not familiar with that name.
Well, you don't watch a lot of skateboarding.
Yeah, actually, I really don't watch any skateboarding. But after today's lesson, I just might need to change that habit.
Well, you know what? Like, it's interesting about Tony Hawk. Like, there have been so many games, video games, based off of this guy, Tony Hawk. And maybe you've played some, friends. Maybe even if you're not a skateboarder yourself, you know of Tony Hawk just because of how popular he is and how he's gotten into pop culture. But he says something interesting here, right? He is probably the most famous name. I think he's the most famous name in skateboarding today. But I said arguably because somebody else might think somebody else is more famous.
Ah, that's why you threw the word arguably in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Well, the Summer Games desperately need that cool factor, he said. Who said that? Well, Tony Hawk, of course. I think the Olympics need skateboarding much more than skateboarding needs the Olympics. So I think what he means by this is that the Olympics needs a cool factor, like skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
But skateboarding in itself is really cool. It doesn't need the Olympics to make it cool.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's saying, okay? He doesn't need, or skateboarding doesn't need the Olympics to boost its reputation in any way. And in fact, a lot of skateboarders think that boosting its reputation in some way will be bad for its reputation. So people do have mixed feelings about this. However, regardless of what you might think, with skateboarding and with skateboarders, The sky is the limit.
The sky is the limit. What does that mean? It just means that there is no limit.
There's no limit to what you can do. And this is kind of a fun phrase in relation to skateboarding because, of course, that's exactly what they try to do. They try to get as close to the sky as possible, especially when they're doing vertical skateboarding or when they're doing tricks off the ground, right? The sky is the limit. You're only limited by your imagination and what you can do with your body.
Exactly. Well, I guess in 2020, we will find out whether or not the Olympics is a good fit for skateboarding.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Well, right now, it is time for us to review today's lesson with a
review skit.
Hey, man, isn't this skate park great?
Yeah, man, it's perfect. It has plenty of bowls and half pipes.
This is way better than skating in those dry swimming pools we used to do.
Oh, yeah, I have to agree. Hey, did you hear? They're going to have skateboarding at the 2020 Summer Olympics.
No way. Really?
Yeah. Some skaters are glad about it. Others are not. What do you think?
Well, how are they going to judge it? I mean, there are over 300 tricks that individuals have invented and developed over the years.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they will do a good job.
But does skating really fit in the Summer Olympics? We're rebels.
That's right, man. But you know what Tony Hawk said? The Summer Games desperately need that cool factor.
That's true. We are cool.
Yeah, man.
But isn't skateboarding cool because it's not mainstream?
Oh, sure. But just imagine what all that attention will do for our sport. We already have the X Games, which is watched by 15 million people worldwide. And now we will have the Olympics, which will be watched by even more people.
Wow. With that many people watching, skateboarding's going to become really popular.
Yeah, man. The sky's the limit.
So, Gabe, do you think that skateboarding has a good reputation?
You know what? It's got such a broad variety of reputations, I guess. You know, one skater, Sean Malto, said that he thinks that maybe skating saved him from doing drugs.
Oh.
Because he spent so much time at skate parks when he was younger. And it was so much fun, it was like skating was the real high.
I see. Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Well, what about you, friends? Are you interested in trying skateboarding? Maybe it's a hobby you might want to pick up.
Maybe. Friends, we do have more to learn about next time right here on Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.